Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Universal Energy Radio. This is the Some of You Show. Wow.
I was thinking that too. Who are we?
I don't even know anymore.
This is
the Lois Effect, and my name is Alicia.
My name is Liz. I know we have somebody patiently waiting in the queue, but I think it's important to maintain our format. So really quickly, and we'll call it, hang tight, we're going to get right to you. Three things you're grateful for.
Three things I'm grateful for. Well, one thing, grateful for a pretty decent good night's sleep, which has not come easy. Been usually up until 3 or 4 or 5 in the morning. So this has been good.
Right,
at home.
Good.
I mean, I finally got to sleep a little earlier and stayed asleep. Also grateful for my guides. They're like we've always been
up
here, but they're
yeah
I
hello
mm-hmm. they've been
mm-hmm.
they've been really really helpful, and I've been recognizing that and you know, allowing that, so that's been good. And
that's
also
amazing.
Also grateful for a little workout DVD that I've had for years, but it's from the Casey Institute, given to me by our friend Barb from back in the day.
Oh,
and,
yes.
It's been like
Miss Barbara.
It's been like a bit of a nice westernized yoga type of easy workout. So that's been good.
Nice.
just to be able to be. So I've been doing it for the last not quite a week, but I've been feeling really good.
Yeah.
Been looking forward to doing the little workout every morning. So it's good.
That's beautiful. Okay. Yay. So I'll do my three real quick and caller, we will get right to you. I'm grateful for my cell phone because my landline just decided not to work. So otherwise I wouldn't be on the air right now. So grateful for my iPhone and technology. I am grateful for my Apple Watch. Because on the March 13th, which was the last day I physically was working in a place, I think in an act of subconscious defiance, I just had it on the charger. And like you, physical activity, we're seeing like it's important. And I have been working out. But the great thing about the Apple Watch is that they have this feature called Activity Rings. So now these are like these goals. It's like you've been sitting too long. Get the hell up. I'm like, okay, thanks. So you need to breathe. Okay, breathe. How many steps you've taken, et cetera. So now my thing is, okay, I'm now very aware of my physical activity. So if I'm on the phone, I might pace back and forth or whatever. So I'm just amping up my physicality. So like you, yes, it's important. So that's number two. Apple Watch, thank you. And then number three, I would like you also, I would say slightly better sleep, which is better than horrific sleep. I'll
right.
take it. So those are my three. Let's take this caller.
All right. This is area code 770.
Okay.
Good morning. You're on the air. Who's this?
Hello, good morning. This is Shanika. I've called before, and I just had a question about a best friend I had.
Okay, do me a favor, Shanika. Do me a favor. It's just I need you to slow down.
Okay.
I need you to take a breath, and I need to ask you again for permission to connect to your energy, please. It's a yes or a no?
Yes.
Thank you. So you have a question about a friend, and I just want you to, when you're describing it to us, there's no hurry, okay? So let's take it again. Okay, go ahead, Tommy.
I have a friend I've known for like 10 years, but something happened maybe like 3 years ago, and we don't have that connection, that friendship anymore. And I tried calling her, you know, being the bigger person, but she's not answering or anything like that. And I was wondering if it's even worth my time or, you know, will she eventually let her pride go? And
well, I'm going to stop you right here because there's a lot of judgment going on. Mm-hmm. You're saying you're the bigger person. You're saying her pride. That's none of your business.
Okay.
Okay? Meaning you don't know what's going on in her life.
Mm-hmm.
So we can make up things in our mind.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that bigger person, what is that about? That's a bold statement to make.
Mm-hmm.
So, and why do you want to connect with her? If you're very judgmental, so I want to understand what's the desire to connect if you're the bigger person and she got pride. So what's the attraction for you?
We've been through a lot.
So when you've been through a lot with somebody, how do you feel about them? What's the connection?
We had a good friendship.
Okay, and when you have a good friendship with somebody, what's the feeling that you have towards that person?
You love them. And...
thank you, love. Okay,
yeah.
Let's take that in. Take a deep breath. I'm checking you, but because I love you. Okay, take a breath. So if you really clear through, it's like it's not quite operating on your timeline. And we can understand that. You know, like, why am I not hearing from that person? Or why is that person not responsive? So we will create in our mind whatever it takes, judgment scenarios, delusions, etc., to support that case that you're making. You're making this big, you're pleading this case. There's no case mm-hmm. to plead. So mm-hmm. if you're tying back to a place of love, you got to make a choice. Are you going to love or are you going to judge?
Because
mm-hmm. right now they both cannot exist. That's why you see, that's why it feels uncomfortable. Does that make sense? You can't love and judge at the same time.
Yeah.
Is it fair to say that the love, if this was like the scales of justice, okay, and mm-hmm. it could tip either way. It could tip toward judgment or it could tip toward love.
Mm-hmm.
So just close your eyes and imagine those scales of justice right there. And you're in the middle, so it decides where the tipping point's going to go. Where's it going to go? Toward judgment or toward love?
Toward love.
Thank you. So take a deep breath. So this is a yes or no question. Do you love your friend, yes or no?
Yes.
Friend, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, great. When was the last time you guys were in contact?
It's been over 3 years.
Perfect. So this is perfect. So this is what I recommend. One of the blessings of this shutdown that the world is going through
mm-hmm.
is connection and reconnection and deepening of connection. So without any judgment, because you got to decide if you're going into the judging place, then you're choosing that over love.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta I would not. You don't have to do anything, but I would gently suggest that you are bold enough to let that go,
mm-hmm.
and to lead with the love of your connection.
Mm-hmm.
Take advantage of the situation. This situation is so karmic. What's going on with this pandemic? And so about healing the unhealed parts of ourselves, and it's very karmic. Right now, I mean, things blow up instantaneously. And the beautiful part of it is the connection. When we really kind of take the time to evaluate, and we're busy in different ways. We're busier internally to assess and to really think about the things we were just too busy to think about, like your friend. And I would gently suggest, in the most direct way that you can contact her. And maybe it's a text.
Yeah, I did that this morning.
So, right, and what did you say in your text?
I said, hello, how are you? And then I said, please don't act like we don't have history together.
Okay, see, that's you're judging right there.
Oh.
See? You're judging right there.
Mm.
You see how this is the ego? It's like, I'm in this too because it's... it's a prideful thing. Does it really matter? What's more important, pride? Who cares?
Mm-hmm.
So right there, you're already checking her. You haven't even talked to her in 3 years. You already checked her. Now, that's okay. Mm-hmm. So I want to hear the rest of the text. Go ahead.
Oh, well, that was it. That was it.
Oh, girl. You got to shave those legs, honey. It's rough. Girl, you got to get, girl. Honey.
Oh, my God.
Just say, so what I would do is say, what I really mean is that I love you and I hope I hope all is well. And then leave it alone.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because the judgment, see, that's the pride and the judgment. And I know it's hard. We don't want to be the first one to yield or to bend. It doesn't matter. She's not going to know. It's like you're giving her the rose upside down. You're handing her the rose upside down with the thorns first. Mm-hmm. Who wants a rose like that? Nobody does.
Mm-hmm.
So that I would challenge you. And the thing is, and be okay if you don't hear from her. Be okay with that. Because growth is awkward, okay? Growth is very awkward. And it has so little to do with the other person. This experience is teaching you how making pride and judgment, or quote unquote being the bigger person, what does that feed but an ego? And an ego is nothing but a bottomless pit. It can never be filled, but an ego will help you survive. Ego will help you make choices. And the ego is kind of like that thug bodyguard to kind of make sure that everything's cool. But then you got to say, okay, I'm good. You go over there. When I need you, I'll call you back. We don't live by the ego. We utilize it. All right?
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to pass this on to Alisa to see if she has anything to add to this.
That's some good stuff there. I think it's hard to, it's hard to know how we're approaching it until we share it with somebody. And so, you know, I think you called in before, and I think you actually may have asked about this, even if it may not have been the first thing. Yeah, it wasn't the first thing you asked about, but it was sort of like after the fact. And And I feel like it was you're sort of that same place. So getting in that place, these are the good questions that Liz asked you, was like, you know, ultimately, you know, what is it about this friendship? And you would hope that with any type of, you know, friendly relationship, that it's based in love, you know, especially a friendship. And when there have been disagreements or whatever happened, like, you know, like Liz says, we don't need to know we don't need to know that part of the story at all, really. But try to be very present in mending it now means, you know, you doing your own work for how you feel about it.
Mm-hmm.
And so doing this, like having this conversation here where, you know, we don't know the whole situation. We're just saying, yeah, you know, if you're already going in with that kind of approach, then there's a reason why it's still being kind of repelled from you. You know, that connection hasn't been made. Now, there's no guarantee, because we don't know what state she's in, but I feel like whatever happens, like this whole exercise today has been a way to just remind yourself, like, especially when we're in this isolation period. So we're already feeling it, you know, but going out and, or just having your conversations, go out, like, what are they based from? And a lot of us are still in that mode of, you know, being very fearful of, you know, kind of sitting with ourselves and thinking of all these things and then realizing, oh, you know, I should have gotten this, or justice needs to be done, or whatever the case may be. And you may be justified in your thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And yet what is it going to achieve? You know, you could be right, and you can be very unhappy. You know, so you can be right. It's like, yes, you're right, and we're still not gonna, you know, still not gonna talk to you. So you have to think about, like, get to the core of why this is important for you, why that friendship is important for you, even after all these years. And, you know, there are some friendships that you can just pick up where you left off and everything's good. And there are other friendships where, you know, you have to really, you can't change the other person and you can't change the history. Mm-hmm. But you have to be as present as possible. And you know, who are you now? And allowing for this person, whoever that person is now, to show up. Mm-hmm. And that's really the difficult part, because we can't change anything. We can't change them. And if we already have this idea of who they are, who they were back then, and you hold on to those things, then you kind of do yourself and that friendship a disservice. So wiping the slate clean on your end means also that you're open then to meeting and seeing people in a different light, and the possibility for you know, new friendships to form. And I know that, you know, you weren't really, really focusing on other stuff, but that relationship you have with yourself and how you want to lead is going to have an effect on every relationship you have. You know, it always has, but now you're aware, you know, like and I get this, I definitely have had these situations in these relationships where I felt like I deserve an explanation, but I like you enough, so I really want to know. I had to resign myself. Like, if I'm leading like with a spear and a shield, you know, I'm leading for a fight. I'm leading, you know, I'm expecting that resistance. I'm expecting to possibly be attacked, but I have to look at, what am I holding? Am I also doing the attacking? Oh, yeah, I was geared for it, you know, like I was ready for it, but we have to really strip down and get to the core of what was the main reason for all of this, you know. And if you're being led by, you know, I genuinely do like this person. We have a good friendship. We had a good friendship, and I want to be able to mend that and, you know, and move on and build something more, then that's great. The thing is, we do tend to keep our judgments. A lot of it's just to keep us safe for whatever reason. You know, I've definitely gotten to that point. Isolation is, you know, realizing how many walls I've put up just to keep myself safe. And here I am expecting other people to drop their walls when I haven't done anything about my own walls.
Exactly.
So how can I judge them? How can I judge them? Like, over my wall, hey, you need to lighten up. You know, here I am, like, with this huge wall in front of me. You need to lighten up. You know, like, okay. You know, the echo is really bad, so I have to check myself. And you know, I'm glad that you are still wanting to. You know, this is still coming up for you. I'm glad you called this show. Because you're, I don't know if you're going to get that from any other people who are going to say, you know, it helps that we don't know you. It helps that we're on the phone. But it helps that Liz is who she is, because, you know, she kind of gets right to it, and there are no games here.
Right.
So this is something to sit with, and you, like, you just texted this morning, so, you know, however you want to do, but you sit with yourself for a little bit and get into that feeling of, you know, how it would be like to have a positive response, to have a great friendship, to have someone open up, and and also that vulnerability. Be aware, because you're going to be just as vulnerable. Like, you have to be able to, you know, like we have to have you breathe before, because you're like, you just want to get to it. Just get to it. Just take some breath, you know, like, and I think we do that when we talk really fast and we want to just get it out because we don't think we're going to have the chance. But give yourself that chance. Give yourself that chance. And when you find yourself giving yourself that space, you find that you also give others that space for them to
that's right.
You know, feel like they're not rushed, to feel
right.
That no, this is a safe space, and we've got the time, and I've got the time here. I'm here with you. We're here with you, and, you know, just, you know, tell us what's on your mind. You know, tell me what you want to share, And the thing is, when you set that and you do it just for you, and you kind of, you have, like Liz had to do, with it, kind of go through all the other stuff that you're throwing up, like, oh, all these other things. And when you mm-hmm. can get past all that, because it's just more bricks in the wall, right? When you can get past that, mm-hmm. then you get this loving energy, this, like, you know, really, I just miss you. I just miss you. And
right.
you know, I miss you, and I want us to have a good time, and I want us to reconnect and you know, get to catch up, and let's just get to know each other again and as friends. And when you're friends, usually with friends, things are very, like, when you think about all your new friendships, it's very easy. It's, there's a lot of laughing. There's just a sharing, right? There's no expectations that get us later. There's no expectations. There's just an allowance of just tell me what's going on. Catch me up. And then usually if they ask for your opinion is when you give it, right? I mean, we kind of miss out on all those little steps. We don't really pay attention to all that stuff because we just remember it just feels good to be around this person. So when we get into that feeling part, just allow for those feelings to come up and just, you know, think about it that way. Like I love the image that Liz gave, was like you're giving someone a rose, but it's, you know, you're holding the petal end and you're giving them the thorns, you know, like, hey, here's a rose. Right. It's tempting, but I'll pass. Thank you very much. So, you know, so get into that feeling part of like all the warm fuzzies, all the kindness, all the love, all that laughter, all that joy that you had, that you can have, that you know is within you, and it's within everybody. But there are people you connect with, and it's, you know, you're laughing at a show, you're laughing at a movie, you're laughing at something, and it's something that connects you. I mean, that's the sort of feeling you want to lead with whenever you're communicating with this person. You know, whether it's a text, like all, you know, just not even to talk about it, but just. When you're in that mindset, not like she hasn't called me back, or she hasn't done anything, you know, why do I have to do this? If you can get out of that and into, you know what, this is my friend, you know, I don't know what she's doing, but you know, I wish her well, and I want her to be happy, and I want her to know that I'm thinking about her, that I love her, and I do hope that we can connect, and you maintain that without any expectation, just allow, because then anybody else that's around you, they see, you know what? You're taking care of you. You know, you're feeling better about who you are, and you have to be able to just give yourself that space. When you give yourself that space, you can allow for other people to have their space. And just breathe. There's no, you know, there's no race here. So this is really about you and the things that you feel like you deserve, and dropping those walls. You know, so that you can really connect with the people that mean the most to you.
Okay.
And you can receive that, whether or not they pay attention or not. You know, sometimes it'll take some time. Just be patient. Just be patient. There's no race. Just be patient.
There you go. Yeah. Okay. So maybe just think about what I really mean is, I hope you're okay. Would love to reconnect. You know. Because you don't know, she could have had the virus. You don't know.
All right.
You don't know what's going on. So, I would recommend saying what I really mean is, I'm thinking about you during this pandemic, however you want to word it. I'm thinking about you. Hope you're okay. So I would do that. You'd feel so much better, even if you don't hear from her. The fact that you shifted from judgment to compassion.
Right.
And that you turn the rose the other way around, girl, you're doing that for you, not for your friend. It starts with your relationship with you. And, yeah, give us a call back with an update.
Well, thank you.
You can do it.
Yeah.
Okay, you can
give yourself
time. All right.
Okay.
All right. Take care.
All right. Okay, bye.
Take care.
Oh.
Yeah, I remember the – not exactly, but energetically, I remember, like, we talked about the situation. So it's good that it's, we got a little bit deeper with it.
Yeah. You're good, Liz. You're good.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much. It's good though.
Yes, thank you.
And the whole thing was with the words, like, wow, that was, it was like getting hit by a brick wall. You know, my name's Janika, and blah, 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 and yeah.
And what you were saying, you know, was so great. It's like, you know, you're like, well, I'm going to keep my wall up. I love your metaphor. Like, I'm going to keep my wall up, but you need to bring yours down. Like that, and we do that. And if you really think about what's the benefit, you know, it's all okay. And this is such an opportunity. And how many people are going to bug out when things start turning around? Like, no, I kind of liked, you know, healing the unhealed parts of myself. Wait, I'm still not done. It's like, no, I got to go back to work. Right. So we got to take this time, not rush, but be very purposeful in this time.
Yes. Good word.
To gain an understanding. Like, because I'm in the epicenter of all this madness, going out is a whole situation. Mm-hmm. And I don't have a terrace or a balcony. So I would live there just to be outside. So going outside is a big, even to get my mail, I have to put gloves on. Like, it's crazy. So I only go out with intent and purpose. And I make the most out of that. So if I need to go to the post office or I have to go to the pharmacy or the supermarket or wherever, I make the most out of that, even though it's this eerie kind of vibe in the air. But I make sure that it's the warmest time of the day if possible. It's a day that it's sunnier so that I can go through that in appreciation, you know, through my 9-5 mask. I got one of those masks that we have to have now, with appreciation through my little rubber gloves, but with purpose. And although it's serious, there's a serious undertow. I think we're all feeling it, no matter where. I don't think it's just New York. I think of wherever we are, there's this undertow of heightened seriousness and heightened awareness. So to make the most out of that purposefulness and to breathe through it. So what I do when I'm out, and there are people out and about, and we do the social distance dance, and we're masters at it in New York because, you know, we learn quick. I will always find, like, a side street, like the prettiest, emptiest side street, and there's no one around. I can breathe a little bit easier until somebody pops in, but usually I can, for, like, a minute or two, walk on this beautiful side street and just take in, like, oh, wow, the cherry blossoms are in bloom, or the sky is a really beautiful shade of blue, or just breathing for a second because I have to go back into my apartment and might be home for another day or two before I have to go out with purpose. I don't know if I shared this tip, but I read this online, and I'm telling everybody about this. When you go out, if you're out and you're going out with a mask, what's very helpful is to put drops of tea tree oil on the outside because it's antiviral. It also smells good. And then if you're anxious, you can put a few drops of lavender oil on the inside and tea tree oil on the out. So you're calm, but it's antiviral on the outside. So that's just a tip I wanted to share. I don't know if I did before, but I wanted to share it.
No, that's nice. That's nice.
It's helpful. Yeah, it's helpful. Yeah. So yeah, going outside, even to put out the garbage or whatever, is no joke. And I couldn't find gloves anywhere. I had to order gloves on eBay. You can get gloves on eBay, people. Free shipping, and they're not that expensive. Child, Lord have mercy. This is. But this was this call that we just had. It really was an exercise in just cutting through the resistance.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and the calls, I believe they're continuing, it's the same format. I haven't been on in a couple of sessions that Anna's doing with you guys, and hopefully I can pop in tomorrow. The mastermind calls, is it still the same, dealing with the talking to the different layers of the consciousness, superconscious, consciousness,
all that?
No,
yesterday we did something a little different. We just did a lot of visualizations about feeling, not even visualizations, I guess maybe a little bit, but she really wanted us to just kind of ramp up our feeling good factor, you know? So
nice.
So she did a few exercises where we talked about, you know, people who inspired us, and then, you know, or a memory of, you know, when you felt really happy, you know, just those little things. And so we just kept building up and building up and building up. So it was different. We didn't do a clearing yesterday, but yeah, we just did more of a, you know, feel good.
Oh, nice.
Feel really good. Yeah. Yeah. It was a good, really good session. So those of you who are listening, my cousin, Anna, who is the founder of Universal Energy Radio, is also doing, she's doing this partly for, you know, her own benefit in terms of mapping out how people are doing, how well they're doing, you know. But she's doing a mastermind with just a small handful of people. And it's changing your mindset. And for those of you who are clicking on links like online, one of our sponsors now is MAP. It's the Make Anything Possible. It's a MAP coaching institute. So Anna is not like, she's not a coach through that, but she and I are actually going through the program, of, you know, a coaching program. And it's been
beautiful.
Really interesting.
That's great.
It's just all the tips that, all the things that she's doing, most of them, because she kind of came across all of it and then this MAP Institute around the same time. They borrow a lot from some of the things that she'd already been studying. So Anna's actually doing a slightly different, but based on the same principles approach. And a lot of it is, you know, clearing and just getting into the feeling part. So the whole mindset part is huge. And I'm finding it's been very helpful, very helpful. I mean, clearing some stuff. And it's stuff that I know that I've been doing since I've been in this isolation. It's, you know, there's like a lot of time to kind of wallow in your own thoughts. And I really needed something to help me get through that.
Yeah, right.
But I also needed to continue to do it. I needed to do it. I needed to go deeper. And, because this is a time. I mean, I think a lot of people have gone through this. I know that for me, I didn't realize, because I'm fairly busy. I'm busy in weird ways. Like, I'm busy for stuff that probably isn't that important. You know, like some of it's like just truly, truly, truly busy work. Like not earth shattering, but it's stuff that's where my attention is. So it's, for me, it's finding where my attention has been going. And in some cases it's like, yep, I'm definitely wasting some time here. And so but I don't need to like beat myself up about it. I just need to figure out, okay, where does my focus need to go? So all these little things, and they have been little things that I've just like smaller choices and decisions that create my day now. It's very different. And it's much more conscious. So that's why it's been interesting for me to not sleep as much, or because I feel like I wind down, I try to wind down a lot earlier than usual. I have been making an effort these past few days just because I've been waking up or not really sleeping, but just kind of restlessly waiting to go to sleep, you know, and it's early morning by the time I finally go to sleep. So then I wake up and it's, you know, 11 o'clock, you know, it's because I wasn't sleeping at 5. So it's still, you know, not even 8 hours. It's still, you know, around what I would normally get. So doing these changes, and it's like, okay, well, that's just what it is. And you know, I can always take a nap if I need to. You know, I know that it's not like, oh, I'm going to miss, you know, meeting somebody or going someplace. But I have missed some online meetings because I've been like, oh, it's at 10:30. I didn't wake up till, you know, 11. So, you know, I'm already out. But this has been a great time for me to do that inner work that we always talk about. Go really deep into that inner work.
Such an opportunity. Absolutely.
I would not have had a chance to. I would not have created space for me to do that.
Correct.
I'd be like, you know, I got stuff to do.
None of us.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But I am like the queen of keeping busy for other people, you know? And,
girl.
And my job, my mild-mannered day job that hasn't happened since, you know, early March is about planning for other people, you know? So it's planning wine tours and keeping in touch with, you know, all these different people. And there has been nothing to do. You know, it's mostly been like, well, for people who have had tours, I've had to, both parties are trying to figure out, well, should we just, I want to keep it. I want to keep our deposit in, but I don't know what date. I'm like, don't worry about the date. No one knows what date. So just, you know, if you want to keep it, that's fine. You know, I'll apply it to whatever date you pick. And it's just planning for later. But for right now, like right now, this is about me. And it's not easy for sure. It's not easy.
Mm-mm.
And there's certainly, you know, my own concerns over like, well, I don't know how that's going to happen. I don't know how that's going to get paid and all these other things. And yet when I work it through, I'm like, you know what? I'm still going to be fine. You know, like all the guilt.
Yep. We're going to be okay.
I'm not going to be able to make this payment. Like, yeah, you know, I'll get over it.
Well, the thing is, too, it's like when I get into that mindset, I always think about there's millions and millions and millions of people in the exact same boat, and there's millions and millions and millions of people that are in a worse boat, a sinking boat.
Right.
So
right.
And it's incredible how I have four credit cards, two out of the four, I got deferred payment with, you know, interest, but no penalty, no effects, you know, nothing to affect my credit score till July.
Nice.
So it's just a matter of going online or getting on the phone or doing whatever you need to do to manage. I'm still waiting for my stimulus check. Hello? Where my money? Did you get
yours? I'm not even banking on that. I'm not really, because I'm just like no one I know has gotten it. So
that's crazy because I know so many people who've gotten theirs, and I'm like, where's mine?
Oh well, yeah, I don't even know if I'm gonna get it or not. But what was I gonna get into? I didn't know. Now that, you know, it's been a couple of weeks, I didn't know if Lois had anything to chime in on.
Oh, I don't know. Let's see. I have no idea. Let's see. Yeah, it's been a minute.
It's been a minute. So I figure.
It has. Okay.
Maybe. I'm trying to think of.
One thing I wanted to know, I just was thinking of, and then we'll shift into Lois, is that I think I read yesterday that Georgia's one of several states that's going to start pretty soon shifting towards.
Yeah.
So you're like, take your time. No, I'm kidding.
Well, yeah. So the governor of Georgia, and not to give, like, you know, coronavirus updates, but Governor Georgia has decided to do an early opening on Friday for, like...
Oh, my God.
Yeah, for
certain
businesses like nail salons and massage parlors and...
Okay.
I can't remember what other stuff. I just tuned
it's
it out.
So
I'm like, you know what?
Oh, my God.
I don't know if many of my massage therapist friends who are looking forward to that, because they're just, you know, like everyone else. Like,
that's
well, first of all, you can't socially distance, you know, you can't do these jobs from 6 feet apart. So, So, you know, so anyway, I didn't want to even bring that up because it doesn't.
I'm sorry.
It
surprised me. I read it last time. I'm like, are they kidding? Okay.
Yeah, and I know that there are some people that think it's not that big of a deal. There are some, but. But it's just the environment we're in right now. It's like, well, I get that we want the economy to get back up, but I would rather we do it in a safe environment. It does no good. Say you're open for business and then have, you know, your workforce wiped out because they're all sick.
I'm feeling a little low with energy. So I think I needed to bring that up because it's bringing up polarity and duality because, it's the same state where the CDC and CNN is headquartered.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's this,
none of the mayors in the state of Georgia knew that the governor was going to do this. A lot of the local municipalities have had tougher restrictions, and it started earlier on. You know, saying, you know, we have a city here nearby called Brookhaven, and they very early on shut down and told everyone, you know, all the public gathering spots, all that, you know, restaurants, you can do curbside, you know, or pick up or whatever. But they wanted to nip this in the bud. So their dilemma now is that because of the way the governor worded it, what he proclaimed was that, you know, this should supersede anything. It's because it's from the state. So local stuff you shouldn't get in trouble if you decide to open, if you decide to break whatever was going on, you know, locally. So interesting times, but, you know, I don't plan on doing anything different on Friday. I don't plan on it now. Who knows? My aunt's like, I need to get my nails done, you know, then I'll drop you off. But it would just be interesting to see who's actually going to be open, you know, even though you technically can be open. I don't know who's going to be open. So anyway.
Yeah. So although it's a sore subject, it's, and again, like I'm kind of feeling that kind of hybrid energy where it's low is coming in, but I'm still kind of here. So although it's a sore subject, it's an uncomfortable subject, it lays out so very elegantly the autonomy that one has to choose, regardless of alleged mandates. It's still about choice. It's still about understanding what is governing your body of government, of self-government, and using government as a metaphor for the organism, for itself, and what will supersede other areas. So if the state is claiming to supersede municipalities, that is no different than the ego superseding the still small voice clarity of intention to explore truth, to delve deeper into quantitative reality as that is revealed, because it is different for each individual. But that picture of the disparity of within the same organism are opposing forces And unlike the separation of church and state, a different separation is presented during this time. And it is one that is unofficial. So how does one govern themselves into understanding that although there may be the illusion of mandates, what are your self-dates? What are you self-dating for yourself? And that could be taken on every level, literally and figuratively. What self-dates are you giving yourself as to choices, clarity, vision, expression, communication? Self-dates, you are indeed dating yourself. You are indeed getting to know each other. So the many aspects of yourself housed within the one governing body. That's what Lois wanted to bring up.
All right.
Oh, okay. I kind of disappeared there for a second, but I got the gist of the message and why I felt nudged to bring that up. And interesting, and with very, and understandably, why it's like not the thing that you really want to talk about, you know. And I get that because it's crazy, mm-hmm. it's kind of crazy,
mm-hmm.
and it speaks to these other bigger things. But I can understand, as I think you do right now, Lisa, where the Lois's energy was sort of nudging toward that call and response, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Because it really lays the framework for what's going on right now, even though there may be these mandates of, well, you could do this, that, and the other. And in our brains, it could be so antithetical to what makes sense. And then we have this whole energy or conversation about free will. So just because, okay, you can get a massage or get your nails done, you know, go to the Russian roulette nail salon or Russian roulette massage parlor, you still have that free will. We have also learned during this time to really learn to be okay with doing without.
Right.
So, and also that whole concept of essential versus non-essential. It's huge. And that would also be something that Lois would want to put out there too. To take all these things that are going on, and then because the time doesn't exist. So it's almost like the perversion of time, or the perversion, I don't know why I'm using that word, but I am, the perversion of an incubation period it's like artificially harvesting produce, meaning, well, if we chemically alter the seeds, then it's going to grow that much faster.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So it's almost like a perversion to this process. And there's a lack of humanity to that process. But while we have been in isolation, we have connected to our humanity. And because we have been able to delve into multidimensional aspects of our humanity and our consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I think that's why I was kind of prompted to address that with what's going on with the state of joy and other places too.
Right.
Doesn't it though? Yes. Yeah, I'm like, why am I asking her this question? But it's like, just ask, because I trust when I get those nudges, I just trust it and trust that it's going to a place that makes sense. And if you think about it in other states, don't pay very close attention to the news at all, trust me, but just peripherally, these states that are protesting and where there's other parts of the world where they're protesting in mass, but social distancing, which is crazy, but they're doing it at other parts of the world. We're not really doing that here so much.
Mm-mm.
And the churches and all of that that are kind of defying the science and what have you. Again, the inmates could be running the asylum, and that's okay. We have the clarity and presence of mind to exercise our free will. Very interesting. How we are going to have autonomy within the governing body of who we are. So that's what she wanted to jump in with.
Right. Yeah, I was taking some notes down. That was pretty cool.
Good. I'm glad you do that.
Well, because she was like, you know, you get to self-date, dating yourself, getting to know yourself. I'm like, yep, that's what we're doing. that's what I'm doing. Like that.
Yep,
that
me too.
Period where you're not being like your focus is pretty much just on you. Well, at least for me.
Right.
I mean, in my space, you know, in the house I live in, you know, my aunt is doing her thing, and what's been good is that, you know, she'll do her thing, and she's been amazing, just, you know, with you know, taking care of the food, and I'll run the errand for her. I pretty much just leave once a week. But what I've been doing is, like, in the afternoons, she's usually watching her soaps, and then after that, she usually just will have it on. Like, I think Dr. Oz will be on, and she just leaves it on one channel until 6 when she can watch Family Feud. So she,
that's so cute.
So she just watches, she'll watch her shows, but then for like 3 or 4 hours, it could just be all about, you know, coronavirus stuff. And so sometimes, like, I'll catch the tail end of her soap with her, cause I'll eat something and I'll go outside and I'm trying to get better about, you know, about being more present and, you know, giving time with her. And even if it's, you know, just watching, like, I'll watch like some of her soaps, I'll just get into, and it's just, I'll just shake my head. I'm like, oh, I can't believe, you know, like, you know what's going to happen, like, these little storylines. But but yesterday last few days, we will watch movies, and I'll just watch stuff. I think we mentioned that, really, really stupid movies. It's just funny movies.
Yeah.
Right. Just something different. And so that's been really good, because she doesn't know how to work all the controls on, you know, like, how do you pick these movies? And so
we do that.
And that's been good. But then I kind of have to leave. Like, either I have to figure out what I'm going to eat, or I've got a meeting to go to. But I try to just spend some time with her. The other day, yesterday, I was asking her about, like, did she really enjoy cooking as a kid? Because she was, like, chopping up some cabbage or whatever. She was getting stuff ready. I'm like, did you like cooking as a kid? She's like, well, no. She said, I didn't really have to cook, you know. I didn't have to cook. My mom did some cooking, but they had helpers, you know. They had people who would cook.
Right.
So she never had to. She
That's true. Those countries, even the help had help. Right.
Right. She said, I didn't have to learn how to cook until I moved here to the States. I'm like, what? That's crazy. Because that's, you know, because she's a pretty good cook. She's like, oh yeah, you know. So it's just, I mean, I've wanted to ask her some questions, you know.
Mm-hmm. Now you can.
I figure
the opportunity.
I figure, these would be good questions, just to know a little bit more about her. Because this is stuff I wanted to do with my parents, you know, like
right.
just ask them questions and find out, you know, their perspective on life. And so this is my aunt. You know, she doesn't have any kids. And
yeah. Well, you're the closest thing to a daughter that she has. It's a beautiful gift.
Right.
It's a beautiful gift. Yeah.
So I figure this is a way for me. Like, we talk about having purpose. And so
right.
I don't want to take anything for granted anymore.
No.
And so paying attention to who's around me and, you know, get it together. I know this can't be easy for her. I know she wants to be able to go out and, you know, get her hair done and get her nails done and get a
Girl,
massage.
Are we all?
I know she wants to do all that. And no, she wants to join me when I go to the grocery store, because there's stuff that I wouldn't have had to pick out for her, you know? Like,
right, of course.
Stuff that I would, you know, I just never have to do anything with. Like, I'm not getting meats for her because I'm like, I would have just gotten this, you know? And
right.
So
right.
I just let her, I know she would love to go out, but she is terrified of getting sick, of going out and getting sick.
Well, she's smart. See, so she's governing herself. You know,
mm-hmm.
So, and it's really amazing, again, how we can, again, essential versus non-essential. And when she would get her hair done, is in terms of like, she would go get it cut, get it colored, what would she get done?
Yeah, it would be a color and a cut, probably a little bit of a trim. She was just trying to grow her hair out.
Right.
But yeah, it's, you know, she's like, oh, my hair is awful. She's because she's getting, you know, her grays are showing. She has gotten her hair colored. And there's a part of me that's like, I think it looks cool, you know. I mean,
right.
You know.
Right. But I can understand where she's coming from, because I get that. But does she have grays all throughout her hair, or is it just like where it's growing in?
What was that? Sorry, that was a time.
Does she have
thing.
Gray all throughout her hair, or just where it's growing in from the last time she had it colored?
It's from the last time she had it colored.
Okay, so this is what I suggest. The next time you go, if you can go to, they might even have it in this grocery store or at like a Walgreens or whatever you guys have, I would pick up root touch-up. Anybody can do it. Anybody can do it. It's so foolproof. It's called root touch-up. I'm going to actually text it to you. And I think her hair is like dark brown.
No, her hair is like black. It's like mine. Yeah, dark brown, black.
It's okay, black. Dark brown. Okay, I'm gonna text you what you should get her. And I would do that for her. It's so easy. You could do it on her. It's foolproof. If I could do it, anybody can do it. It's foolproof. And just say, let's do this. She'll feel so much better. And it's a little kit. It's like $8. It's a little brush. You just put it. You just follow the directions. It's fine. I know you'll be able to do it. Surprise her.
Yeah.
Okay. She'll feel so much better getting her hair touched up. Because to go to the salon, I would, ooh, girl, I don't know how. And, you know, people are going to go, they're going to want to get their hair did in Georgia. That's crazy. But anyway, free will, and we are governing what we're doing. And I think that's the whole point with what Lois is saying. But I'm going to text that to you. And, again, I'm so grateful for this show. It's just a safe space that we've had for 10 years now, and I'm so grateful. And it's so great that it was here waiting for us during this time, all this time. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
Really appreciate it. Like, not that we didn't before, but, oh, my God, do we really appreciate it. So if you guys need to get a hold of us, please email loablend@gmail.com, and we're scheduled to be back on the air this coming Thursday at 8:30 United States Eastern Time. Please take really good care of yourself. Let the light do the work, and to brighter days ahead. Love you. Take care.
Love
Bye.
You. Bye.
Bye.